Ducha de Sakina literally means knife pressure. The relevance for this concept in Yisrov Hatter is that when you take a knife and you cut either an object which is sharp, has a sharp taste, say like an onion, garlic, radish, or alternatively, if you cut something hot, then we say there's a high degree of taste transfer between the knife and either the hot object or the sharp object. So it would come out, say, for example, that if the knife had been used for a davar ha'asur, let's say the knife had absorbed hot pork in the past, even though the knife is currently cold, and usually we would say when you have a cold kli which had absorbed an iser, which touches heter, there's no issue here because of the pressure from the knife and the sharpness of the food or the heat of the food. Chazal taught that creates a chemical reaction such that the bleus, such as the absorbed iser, or the absorbed milk, or the absorbed meat, comes out of the knife and enters into the sharp food or into the hot food. And the same would be true in the opposite direction, that let's say you were cutting spiced meat, and the meat is very spicy, or the meat is hot. Then the meat status will transfer into the knife, and now the knife will become fleshik. While it is the case, there were certain Rishonim, like the Taz, quoting Rabbeinu Shimshon, who thought that Ducha the Sakina alone, that the knife pressure alone, cutting any food, even a food that's not sharp or a food that's cold, would be sufficient to create taste transfer. The Maskana in the Paiskim, the Maskana of the Tosfos and Taz, is that the pressure is only able to transfer taste if it's conjoined with heat or sharpness. If you cut a sharp or a hot food with a knife which had either absorbed iser or had absorbed fleshiks, how much of the food is impacted? The Mechaber thinks that you only have to remove a kedena tila. So let's say that you cut an onion with a fleshik knife, then you'd only need to take a finger's worth off the onion, a finger's worth in the affected area, and the rest of the onion you could eat even with melchiks. However, according to the Ramah, lechatchila, you should now only use this onion for fleshiks and not for melchiks. Another chumer by Ducha de Sakina is, let's say you have a milchik knife with which you cut fleshik meat, and the meat was at the shear, was at the temperature of Yad Sela at this point, we'll say 110 degrees Fahrenheit or above, and it was still inside of a kli bishul. So in such a case, the entire piece of meat would now be asur. And even though we generally say that chayim b'li reitev, that if you have heat without any liquid medium, it's only asur is kedina tila. Only a superficial layer, only a layer of one finger's worth would have to be removed. In this case, because of Ducha de Sakina, we say that the chol of blias, that the milk absorption of the knife, is going to permeate the entire piece of meat. Another application of Ducha de Sakina comes up by a spice grinder. A spice grinder would have the status of Ducha de Sakina. So that would mean that if, say, you ground spicy meat inside of the spice grinder, or some meat bits inside of the spice grinder would now have a fleshik status and would transfer that onto other foods. Finally, since we're talking about knives, we'll talk about a related issue. Thus far, we've been talking about a sakin, a knife, which has blias, which has food absorbed inside of the knife. So that would mean, let's say you cut some hot meat, the meat enters the knife by virtue of the heat. However, let's say you were merely cutting cold meat. So in such a case, even though you would not require hechsher, you wouldn't need to boil the knife in order to make the knife kosher, which is the process of hagala, which you do to rid yourself of blias, nonetheless, there's a chumra, which Shulchan Aruch records, called ne'itza bekarka, which means that in order to use the knife, you need to stick the knife 10 times into hard earth. And the idea being that by sticking it into the hard earth, you're going to remove any leftover fats on the knife. And the assumption being that given that the knife is used so frequently and it's used with pressure, there is almost inevitably going to be fat left on the knife. So the only way to get rid of this fat and render the knife permissible to, say, use to cut cheese after you use it to cut meat would be to stick it in the earth 10 times.